Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above, right from Ramona, California. God richly bless you. Wow, it's been so amazing just seeing all the different people come up to the prayer mountain. You know, your answer is just a prayer away. You know, sometimes we get going and going and going and going, and we forget just to stop, regroup. Did you know that the scripture in the Bible that said Jesus went up to the mountain to pray? Did you know that? Did you know there's a scripture? Jesus had to get away. He went up to the mountain to pray. Well, I want to encourage you. Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is a place for God's people to come up and get away and pray. So don't forget, look that up, touchfromabove.org. Hallelujah. Well, I want to talk to you today about stinking thinking. Stinking thinking. You know, okay, I'm going to try to make this a picture so you can understand what I'm saying here. All right. Now, don't be too grossed out and don't change your station, okay? A lot of times people come into the kingdom of God and they have such stinking thinking. I mean, they don't even think, they're negative, they unbelief, they're full of doubt, they're full of fear, and they have resentment, they're full of jealousy, full of anger. They have all this baggage. Well, you don't know what he did to me. You don't know what she did to me. So you carry this into the kingdom of God. And now you come into the kingdom of God, and now you get saved. So guess what? Now you just add, yay, I'm saved. But the only problem is you don't allow the Lord to renew your mind. So you know what that's like? Okay, for those of you that have babies or you've ever changed one, you're going to understand what I'm talking about here. It's like coming into the kingdom of God, and then, you know, you have this poopy brain. If you've ever changed a baby, when a baby gets diarrhea, it is so gross. yucky everywhere. It's running down their legs. It's running up their back, and it's so gross. You know what? A lot of people don't understand, but that's like their brain before they get saved. And it's full of yuck and running everywhere and yucky. And it's like a whole bunch of, it's like a diaper full of poop. Then you come into the kingdom of God, and what you do is you try to leave on that old diaper and you put a new diaper on top of the old diaper that's still there. No, no, no. That's stinking thinking. You got to remove that old stinking thinking in order for you to step into what God has for you. You know, the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18, it says, Timothy, my son, I give you this instruction in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by following them you may fight the good fight, holding on to faith and a good conscience, some having rejected these and so have shipwrecked their faith. Some have rejected these. You see, you have got to renew your mind by the Word of God. From the beginning of time, I'm telling you, there has been a fight for what is right. You have to fight for what's right. You know, I think about Abraham. Abraham fought for Lot and his family. But Lord, what if there's 25? Well, if there's 25, I'll spare. But Lord, what if there's 15? I'll spare it. What if there's 10? You know, they couldn't even find any righteous in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. But God heard Abraham's cry, and God sent the angels to get Lot and his daughters out of there. You know, Joseph fought for his own life. He fought for Egypt. Not only that, but he fought for his whole family. Joseph stood steadfast so that the end of Joseph's life, through persecution, through brokenness, through betrayal, through heartache, Joseph was able to save Israel. You know, Moses fought for the freedom of the children of Israel. Joshua fought for the promised land. David fought to lead his people. You know, there's a fight of faith that you have to fight. You got to hold on. This is why Paul speaks to young Timothy, said, Timothy, my son, I give you this instruction in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by following them, you may fight the good fight. You see, there's a fight you have to fight. Well, I'm not a fighter. Well, you know what? You better get on your spiritual boxing gloves and you better change that. You know, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3, it says, if anyone teaches false doctrines and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to the godly teaching, he is conceited and understands nothing. He has an unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicion, constant friction between men of corrupt mind. Can you hear me? Who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain. You see, God wants you and I to hold on to his word. And you know what? This is what Paul is saying to young Timothy. He's telling him, you know what? You've got to fight for what is right, Timothy, because I'm going to leave you in charge. Jesus fought. Did you know Jesus fought against the lies of religion? He fought against the scribes, the Sadducees, the Pharisees. He fought against every religious organization of that time. Who does he think he is? He heals people by Beelzebub, the ruler of demons. You know, they mocked him. They tried to throw him off a cliff. They tried to set him up. They tried to make false accusations against him. And Jesus fought against demons. He cast out demons. You know, Satan took him up to the high pinnacle of the temple. And he said, I'll give you all of this if you will bow down and worship me. I mean, he tried to tempt him over and over and over again. But you know what? Jesus, he fought Satan to provide for you and I eternal salvation. Jesus fought for you and I. You see, God is a God of war. And the Bible is a book of battles. And Christianity is a fight of faith. I don't care what anybody says. I've been saved for 43 years, dear one. And you know what? I know that you got to fight for what is right. Exodus chapter 15, reading in verses 2 through 3, it says, "The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name." You see, the Lord is a warrior. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 8 says, "There's a time to love, there's a time to hate, there's a time for war, and there's a time for peace." Whoever said that Christianity is a wimpy way to live, I got news for you. For all those that think that, why don't you try serving God with all your heart? You see, the power of the Lord is able to break every yoke. And I want you to know, faith is so powerful. When I think how the ark was first conceived by God, do you realize God thought about an ark? He thought about an ark, and then he transferred that vision and right into Noah's heart. And did you know that Noah built that ark for over 100 years? Can you imagine Noah drawing out this great big ark, 3 football fields big? He's drawing out this boat on dry land. He's building day after day, week after week, month after month. He is building and building and building and building and building. It just blows my mind when I think about Noah building that ark, and God chose Noah. You know, the Bible says that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. And Noah, let me read to you real quick here. It's amazing. "Now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants on the earth in those days. And also afterward, when the sons of God came to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them, those were mighty men who were of old, men of renown." Oh my goodness. Hold on here. God's not done. "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing, birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them." I cannot believe that the corruption was so bad that God said, I'm done with man. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. And Noah begot 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Let me stop there. Can you imagine what God is thinking about our earth today? Violence, corruption, murder, gang violence. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was very corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make the rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you shall make it. Let me stop there for a moment. Here is God telling Noah to build this massive ark, 3 football fields big. And you know what? You can imagine Noah building that ark in the desert on dry ground. He's building a boat. 100 years. Every day, Shem, Japheth, go get more pitch. Dad, I'm tired. I said, go get more pitch. Building, building, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, after year, after year. And the people are laughing. They're mocking. They're making fun of Noah. Has Noah lost his mind? What are you doing, Noah? Building an ark? Come on, you're building a boat on dry ground. What's wrong with you, Noah? Are you out to lunch or what? What's happened to you? You see, but Noah continued on until guess what? One day, God told Noah. Now remember, you can imagine Noah is continually preaching. He's continually sharing the good news. He's continually sharing Jesus is going to bring judgment. The judgment is coming. You know, for those of you that are listening to my program today, and people, you know what? You stand strong. People may mock you. People may make fun. It doesn't matter. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of the things yet not seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir. Do you understand? An heir of righteousness, which is according to faith. You see, you have to understand something. We are serving God by faith with all of our heart. And when you stand strong like Noah did, and then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you and your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. Can I tell you, the ark that we are having today is the cross of Calvary. That is our safety. You shall take with you seven of each of the clean animals. God is getting ready. He's getting ready. And two by two, they went into the ark to Noah, male and female. God commanded all those animals to enter into that ark. Yeah, I can just see Shem and Jephthah and his sons and their wives. I could just see him standing back as these lions are coming in the ark, as these tigers are coming in, as the elephants are coming in, as these little snails are inching their way into the ark. Two by two, the eagles, the birds, the crows, every four-footed animal went into that ark. It says what? And they went into the ark to Noah, male and female, as God commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days. Can you imagine 7 days that the waters of the flood were on the earth? And in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, in the 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And on the same day, Noah and Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Jephthah, and Noah's wife and the three wives of his sons with them entered the ark, they and every beast after its kind, all cattle after their kind, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after its kind, and every bird after its kind, every bird of every sort. And they went into the ark to Noah. Two by two of all flesh, in which is the breath of life. So those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut Noah and the animals in. Now the flood was on the earth 40 days. The waters increased, lifted up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. The waters prevailed and greatly increased on the earth, and the ark moved about on the surface of the waters, and the waters prevailed exceedingly. Let me stop there. Can I tell you, the people were pounding on that ark. The people were screaming to try to get on that ark. They were holding on to the edge of that ark, trying to get in, yelling, Noah, Noah, we believe you now, Noah, open up the door, Noah, let us in, Noah, Noah, we've got to get in, please, Noah, let us in. But you see, it was God who shut Noah in. How many times have we shared the gospel out on the streets? How many times have you shared the gospel with your loved ones? How many times have you shared the gospel with a friend that's not saved and they go, yeah, I got time. I got more time. You know what? Time is running out, folks. The good Lord is coming. We're living in the last days. One day there shall be a great white judgment throne, a judgment that is coming to all mankind. You have to get ready. The ark of today is the cross. Noah's time, it was the ark. Today, the ark that we have is the cross of Calvary. Come to the cross of Jesus Christ while he's yet to be found. Run, repent, come into that safety zone today. For God so loved you and I that he gave his only begotten son, that if you would believe, if you would turn away from your sin, if you would let go to let God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him, that means commit his life unto him, would not perish but have everlasting life. But you know what that scripture says just a little bit before that? Do you know that not everybody that's going to look to that cross is going to be saved? Only those that really take it to heart? Let me tell you why. Because in John chapter 3, everybody knows that one verse. John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Everybody knows that one, but they got to read it in context. Jesus answered and said to him, are you the teacher of Israel and you do not know these things? Now remember, he's talking to Nicodemus. Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak that which we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. There are many that do not receive the witness, and many that go to church that do not receive the witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And this is very important, verse 14 of John chapter 3. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In Numbers chapter 21, reading in verse 5, you can go back there. Not everyone was willing to look to the serpent. You see, that serpent was lifted up because of a rebellious people. People had become so rebellious against God. We're talking about the children of Israel. The Bible says here, and Numbers chapter 21, and the people spoke against God and against Moses, and why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he will take away the serpents from us. Let me tell you something, God did not take away the serpents. So Moses prayed to the Lord. Then the Lord said to Moses, take a fiery serpent, set it up on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent, put it on a pole, and so it was. If a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. God didn't take away the snakes. You have a choice to look to Christ. That's why he says here, and Moses lifted up, I'm back in John, New Testament. And Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. You see, there are many people that will go to church. There are many people that will not look to Jesus. There are many people that have heard the truth. There are many people that you're listening to my program today, and we can't get you. There are many of you that have heard your mama preach, your daddy preach. There's many of you that watch Christian television. You've heard Billy Graham preach. You've heard the man on radio preach. Bless God, he loves you. But you know what? You have ignored. You have ignored. I'm telling you, that ark is ready. God shut the door of the ark. The cross is for you. come to Jesus, repent, turn away, pick up your cross, and follow Jesus with all your heart, mind, and soul. I love you, dear one. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming upon the wickedness. God looked down from heaven. He saw what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. God looked down what happened, and he had Noah prepare an ark. The cross is our safety. Come to Jesus while he's yet to be found. Stop being stubborn. Stop running. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Psalms 36:7. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. Psalm 76:4. You are more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. You know what? Serve Jesus with all your heart. Serve him with all your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Run to the cross of Calvary. I love you. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above, right from Ramona, California. Oh my goodness. If you're in the San Diego area, please come to church. Get up. Come to church. Sunday morning, 10 a.m., where Jesus is Lord and lives are being changed. One soul at a time, we're changing the world. Amen. You are important. I love you. God bless you. Thank you for joining me every day. Thank you for your support. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stein's. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story. A murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch from Above, P.O. Box 2800. Ramona, California, 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to my
rescue. Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way. Come to A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Are you discouraged? Not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful. His word is living. His healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God.
Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.